Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Apostle, I also want to welcome you to Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bunnage, a wonderful woman of God, and this is our hour of our prayer here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah to God. So, Father, thank you. We want to wish all the veterans, hallelujah to God, a happy good Veterans Day, hallelujah to God. The veteran myself, hallelujah to God. Thank God, hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Amen. Amen. Sorry about that. Hallelujah to God. Lord God, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. We get started here this morning. Hallelujah. Majesty. Worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, Jesus who died, He's now glorified, His anthem reigns. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Come glorify, come magnify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, kingdom authority, Jesus who died, He's now glorified, His anthem reigns. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And you, Lord, we move, we breathe, and we have our feet, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for this Wednesday morning, O Lord God, this 11th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2000. Hallelujah to God, Lord, 2020. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Glad to be a part of the service once again, O Lord God. We count it all joy, O Lord God, to wake up in the morning, O Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God, to come, you, Lord God, to join our hearts together. Unite our hearts together in love, O Lord God, and one accord, O Lord God, to praise you and to worship you, O Lord God, and to thank you, O Lord God, and to glorify your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And you, Lord God, move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, that you would just touch each and every one individually and collectively, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless those, O Lord God, who are going through a time, O Lord God, from the storms that have passed through this season, O Lord God. They had a record-breaking number of storms this year, Lord God. And Lord God, being that it was a record-breaking number, Lord God, it has done devastation, O Lord God. There are people that are in stress everywhere, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we ask that you would just move, O Lord God, by your spirit, O Lord God, that you move by your power, Lord God, and touch, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would touch in a miraculous way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we take every prayer request, O Lord God, and we present them before you, Lord God, to stay in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, that you would touch high blood pressure, low blood pressure, oxygen, morosis, sugar, diabetes, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realize, O Father, that there is none greater, Lord God, there is none greater than you, O Lord God. Lord God, we came to worship you. We come to praise you, Lord God. We come to honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Realizing that God has spoken once or twice, and I heard this, that power belongs upon the God. So, Lord God, we praise you, Lord God, and we glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. We thank you. Praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Pastor Donna, could you do me a favor? I need a few minutes here. Could you read for me the scripture of the week? Hallelujah to God. We have to start.
Okay. Let me see. I had to unmute my phone. All right. The scripture of the week is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. And to give him time to do what he's doing, let's just everybody come in and begin to praise God. If we can't do nothing else, we can do that. We want to go ahead and get that in this morning. So let's lift our voices to the King today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Yes, Father.
We bless
Father
your
God.
Name, Father, because you are good.
We just glorify you,
and
Lord.
God, and
pray for your grace and mercy. I glorify you for your birth and your grace in my life, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, yes, Father. I just glorify
from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same.
For all of you,
we bless your name, God.
Aware of,
Jesus.
I am aware of. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sing the praises to your name, God. Praises to your holy and righteous name, Lord. You are great, God. You're the great and wonderful God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh,
you're
There's no one like you, Lord.
Praise
you. Thank you.
Praise
your name. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. I will forsake me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, I praise you, Lord. Oh, for your faithfulness, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for
yes, God.
My life.
Yes, God. You're perfect, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for protecting us, Lord.
I pray you for healing this earth and this country. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for me being able to walk by faith, Lord, and not by sight. Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, in the name of of Jesus, Lord God, for that name is above every name, Lord God. So we glorify you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. You're the one, Lord God. We praise you, you're the one that has come from the dead, your King of Kings. You're Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, Lord God. Oh God, heaven declare the glory of God.
Of Jesus, Lord God.
That name that is above every name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord. God, we praise you. Oh, yes, God.
My mind is new, Lord.
God,
my heart is new.
You go up into the strength on our way. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, God.
in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
This is the day, O Cobra Sandalini, that the Lord has made. We will go on to return.
rejoice. The conscience says, you may rejoice. Forever. It belongs to you, O Lord God. It belongs to you, God. In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
Lord
God.
In the name of Jesus, God. In the name that's above every name. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. That name that's above every name, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You're wonderful. You're wonderful, Lord God. You alone, oh Lord God, are worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. And we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we bless your name, God, we glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. I want to read in your hearing, hallelujah, this morning, in the book of the Gospel according to St. John 7, hallelujah. So this is 6, I think it's 63. It says, it is the spirit that quickens. It is the spirit that makes us alive. It says, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. I was having a time this morning, hallelujah to God, but it was a good time in the Lord. And they done a cardio seed. That's not important anyway. We're here, hallelujah to God. And the worship and the praise is real, hallelujah to God. Just want to thank, hallelujah, Pastor Darlene, hallelujah to God, for the broadcast here, hallelujah to God, and the faithfulness. Yesterday morning was an unusual morning. Able she done a cardio seed. Begin to speak and begin to worship and begin to praise God, hallelujah to God. Just took us to another level, able she done a cardio seed in God. Because when the prayer line had ended on yesterday, the body was like supercharged, as if it had, as it has been running inside of a marathon, and the heart was beating and the blood was circulating, hallelujah to God, just by the words, hallelujah God, of life, hallelujah to God, and how it was presented, hallelujah to God. And we are here at Blog Talk Radio. We believe in God for creative miracles, hallelujah to God, for people, hallelujah to God, the storms that came, hallelujah to God, devastation that comes, hallelujah to God. We're working on the part that it is well inside of your spirit, hallelujah to God. You have to know that you're saved by the Almighty God, that He's inside of you, hallelujah to God. And because He's inside of you, we should not fear, hallelujah to God. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die, hallelujah. These are the words Jesus, He said, the words that He speaks, these very words of the Bible, hallelujah to God. These words are true, hallelujah to God. Had a chance to talk with a saint of God, hallelujah to God, and it was a blessing. Realizing that a lot of people go to a seminary, hallelujah to God, and they study the words of God, hallelujah to God. There's nothing wrong with that. And I have a sister-in-law that study, you know, she have great degrees, and she is like a theologian, hallelujah to God. And I said, all for the Old Testament or the New Testament. Jesus Christ said, you search the scripture, He said, you think you have eternal life, but through it all, it was all testifying of Jesus Christ, that He is the of Daniel, from Daniel to Revelation, hallelujah to God, that the word of God is true. And if all these words are true, surely we have power over all unclean spirits. We have power to bind and loose. Healing belongs to us. Whatsoever thing we desire of God, He grants unto us. Hallelujah to God. Look at the miracle in the middle of a pandemic. Hallelujah to God. How opposition came to Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God. With the house, it was on. Then it was off. Then it was a buyer. Then she had to get another one. God was consistent that He was determined that He was going to bless her, that and the other people. So God's word is true. Hallelujah to God. The other scripture that came to mind was, I think it was Hebrews 6 over there, and the chapter that says, but without the verse is 6, that he that believed God, without faith it's impossible to please God. Thank you. Because He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And when the testing is gone, that God begins to bless you. Your faith has to be there all the time. You can't wait until the crisis comes to stand in faith, hallelujah to God. When I had lost everything, I thought not everything, but I have lost a few things, and things that got very tough, hallelujah to God. Had a job and had an operation and stuff. After a while, you know, things got, and the money was gone, but we kept on praising God, hallelujah, God. We kept coming to prayer, praise, and deliverance. We keep on coming to prayer, praise, and deliverance. We begin to worship God at prayer, praise, and deliverance. After a while, the blessings started coming in, hallelujah, God. It's through this same channel of prayer and early morning and worshiping and talking to God here at prayer, prayer, deliverance that God had blessed me with the cars I had. He had blessed me when there was no money that people that I had seen, they just came by. They were wondering how. Was we able to make it without the income that was coming in, this, that, the other. God is an awesome God. He moves, hallelujah, God. He works from heaven above. We serve an almighty God, hallelujah to God. During this time of the pandemic, hallelujah to God, we're still here, hallelujah to God. During the time of the uprising and the downsetting and the confusion and the chaos, hallelujah to God, and during a great time of bereavement, we're still here. God is still yet blessing us, so we have to praise him. We have to worship him in the name of Jesus. God is moving by his spirit. He's moving by his power. Hallelujah to God. There are people that are in the hospital. There are people that are in hospice. There are people that call up that need special miracles, created miracles. And I want to thank you. And they want to thank you for the prayers. Hallelujah to God. Because they see the results of prayer. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God and we praise God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. There was things that came up, hallelujah to God, and I just had to praise my way out of it sometimes. Sometimes you can't do nothing but get up, as Pastor say, and start your dance, hallelujah to God, and wait until this storm just blows over, hallelujah to God. Wait until these problems get better, hallelujah to God. We believe in God to reconcile marriages, hallelujah to God. We're looking for God to touch our children, hallelujah to God. We're looking for God to put families back together in the name of Jesus as we enter into the spirit of thanksgiving, hallelujah to God. We have to be like that one leper. There were 10 of them. They all thought that they had something coming and that they deserved the cleansing, hallelujah. But one turned back and gave God the praise. He said, but wasn't the 10 because that's because the word of God is true. Saints of God, you have to realize that the Almighty God, that the Father himself, Jesus Christ, dwell inside of your body, hallelujah. There shall be nothing impossible to you. We have a word from God. Hallelujah. And it's only that you believe his word and that you so put your faith in God. Hallelujah to God. So he's worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory. It was just that resident. It was that what was left after the praise was there. After it came on, hallelujah to God. You could just feel the spirit of God surging in that hour of power prayer. That spirit was just moving and carrying you through the day, carrying out, working in situations. So we thank God and we praise God in the name of Jesus. I'll put this part back in the hands of Pastor Dolly, that Akadio see. Hey, well, shout out Akadio see. Maybe somebody have a testimony, a prayer request. Hallelujah to God. Hey, well, see that Akadio see. I'm filled with the presence of the Lord, and my soul is rejoicing because God has proven once again that he's the Almighty God. He said he'd never leave us or forsake us in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, God. Yes, sir, God. We thank you, God. Yes, God. We want to pray for the Roderick, hallelujah, God, and those that are suffering with mental illnesses right now. Give me a minute there, Pastor Darling. This just came up. Those that are suffering, hallelujah, God, those that was affected by the coronavirus, those that are still yet fighting against the hand of God. We praying for the girl that had got shot a few months ago, hallelujah, God, for her recovery, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Grandchildren, hallelujah to God. Those that are suffering, hallelujah, the aches and pains in the body, hallelujah to God. Those that have renal failure, hallelujah. Those that are suffering with cardiac condition, the respiratory, or they both cold, hallelujah. We need God to work these miracles, hallelujah, because you're needed in the kingdom, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. You're in the body of Christ, and he has placed you here because you're here. He has work for you to do. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We pray against every illness, sickness, and disease. Hallelujah to God. We break every power of darkness in the name of Jesus. Right now, in Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Abel, see God. Okay, Pastor Darling, you have something. Hallelujah. Abel, oh, boy, no, I know he didn't do that. Yes, he did. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Abel Shida Dakariosia. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. In case you want to know, there's this small street here that I'm going down here, and this here other truck just started speeding up, and the road closes up right there. And it's just that second that we're praising God, hallelujah to God, that I looked out the window and I started slowing down. I said, no, he didn't really, you know. And hallelujah to God. Lord bless him, how you go. He'd probably have to be someplace. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. But we thank God. Your prayers are needed. Your worship is needed. Hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. So we thank you this morning, God, and we praise you in the name of Jesus. We put this back in the pastor. Hand, hallelujah to God, that she would take us further into the service in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May the prayer requests and testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, and thank everyone for doing the praising this morning. I tell you, it just feels so good to open up our hearts to the Lord and to hear the sound of the voices praising God. I mean, that is just so beautiful. And I am grateful that you all are here to do that, you know. If just one person was doing it, you know, we can be overwhelmed by leading and by doing the work. But if everybody does something, and those praises are so important. They're important for you. They're important for your family. They're important for the world. So keep those praises going. Keep the prayers going. And we know God will continue to do wonderful things. And so we don't have a lot of time left, but if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you may share that right now. All the lines should be open. Okay, I do have a prayer request for Sister Vera. Vera is my son-in-law's grandmother. So she's 85 years old. She'll be having surgery for removal of a cancerous lump in her body. So we want to pray for that. And we also want to pray for all of our veterans, because some of them have issues from the wars they have been in, from the drugs that has been used on them. Some of them were used, I've heard stories of them being used as guinea pigs to test drugs, and some of them are not well now. So we just want to pray and thank God for them, because today they are being celebrated. Today is Veterans Day, and if you are a veteran, I think it's Wendy, who is giving free breakfast or lunch or something today for the veterans. So if you have your card and you can show that, I'm sure they'll go ahead and give you a free meal today, just so you know. There may be other places who do the same thing, but that's what I heard so far. Okay, so anybody else want to share something this morning before we end the hour?
Good morning, this is Marie. Asking you all to pray for my auntie, Miss Christine in Jacksonville, Florida. She's going through a lot of tests, so please pray for Christine. Also, a friend, JoJo, him and his family, his wife is ill and being tested for the COVID. So let's pray for that family.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Well, we thank God. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray. Pray for these. Did you have something else, Apostle Horsley?
No. I was just getting ready to pray with y'all when you start praying.
We're just going to do I'm going to do the prayer this morning, because we're near the top of the hour, and sometimes we go over because we get deep into the prayer, which is great. But anyway, let us pray. Hallelujah, Lord. My God, my God. My Lord Jesus, you are so awesome. You are beautiful, God. You're perfect, Lord. And as I'm praying, Lord, I know that there are others who have maybe things on their hearts that they may not have spoken, those unspoken requests, secretive but secret things that are lawful but not expected. expedient to tell, Lord. We just pray, Father, right now in the name of Jesus for your precious love and your grace and your mercy to be over all of us, oh God. And we're grateful that Jesus did come to this earth and gave his life for each and every one of us. He gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. We're thankful, Lord, for you sending the gift of the Holy Ghost, Lord. We know it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are cleansing us from all unrighteousness, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, Lord. We know that our Redeemer lives and he reigns forevermore. And we know, Father, today we must die daily to sin. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. But we decree this morning that our spirit man will continue to rise up above the flesh, O God, and help the flesh to not overwhelm us, Lord. We thank you, Father, today for the spirit of truth, O God. Thank you, Father, today that we do walk by faith and not by sight, O God. We know, Father, that without faith, it's impossible to please you, Lord. So we want to please you, Lord, by having faith in you, God. Faith in your word, oh God. Faith to heal, oh God. Faith to deliver. Faith to see the captive set free, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Lord, today for the spirit of salvation. There are many people, Lord, who need to be saved, Lord. There are many people, oh God, who may have been in the body of Christ who are in a backslidden state. They're prodigal sons and daughters, oh God. We decree this morning that they shall return to the fold, oh God. Before it's forever lasting too late. Lord, there are some, oh God, who have said that they have done so many bad things that you won't accept them back. But we know that that's a trick of the devil. So we bind up every lie the devil has told. He's the liar and the father of lies, Lord. So we pray, God, that people will realize and recognize that you will receive them back. All they have to do is ask for forgiveness. All they have to do is come and repent, Lord. Morning, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the youth, oh God. We pray for the very young ones, oh God. Lord, there are young children, oh God, who understand the plan of salvation. We pray that they will receive Jesus at an early age, oh God, that they will not wait until they're old and have no more pleasure in their years to come to you, Lord, but to receive you early, God, so that they will avoid many of the pitfalls many of us encountered as we grew, as we matured, as we developed our lives, oh God. We pray, Father, today for these children, Lord. We pray for the youth, oh God, that they will make that decision for Jesus Christ early, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. But if there's somebody who is elderly, as my uncle was at the age of 80-something years old, he did receive Jesus as Savior, Lord. You would not reject people because they're older, but we're just hoping that others will come, Lord, so that they don't have to go through some of the things we did. So we pray for that salvation this morning. There are many people in the valley of decision. There are those, oh God, who are unstable, Lord. We pray, Lord, today that those who are undecided, that they would decide on you, God. They would decide that Jesus will become the Lord and Savior of their lives, Lord. My God, I thank you that you're taking the darkness from around their eyes, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ. You're removing stony hearts, God, that they will become hearts of flesh, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for those hearts of flesh this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray for Sister Vera, Lord, who is going to have surgery today, Father, that you heal her, Father, as they remove the lump out of her body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray for Sister Christine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to cover her completely and absolutely, oh God, that you heal everything in her body, Lord, that you bring her to a place of surrender to you, God, that she would surrender even all of her cast or cares upon you because you care for her, God. In the name of Jesus and JoJo's wife, Lord, we pray, Father, that the test will come back negative, Lord, that the whole family will be protected, Lord, and anybody else who's out there with this COVID-19, that they will survive it, oh God, that they will not die, Lord. I decree and declare, land, whatever the issue is, oh God, whatever the malady is, oh God, we know, God, that you said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, and by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. We pray for Roderick, oh God, that you heal his mental condition and others who have mental issues, oh God, schizophrenia, bipolar conditions, oh God, drug addiction, Lord, that's a mental issue, Lord. We do believe, oh God, that you are the one who can bring the people out of these things, oh God, these issues in their lives, Lord. My God, my God, my God, we just thank you, Lord, for the victory today and all of our veterans, oh God, across this land and not only in our land, others who have served in other countries, Lord. We pray, God, today that you bless them, help them, Lord. Some of them are dealing with all kinds of things, oh God, because of the war, because of what they saw, Lord, all the
the deaths that they encountered, oh God, that they survived, Lord. Some of them have limbs that are missing. Some eyes are missing, oh God. Some of them can't hear because of the war. There are all kinds of things that affect these veterans, oh God, men and women, oh God, of war, Lord. We pray, Father, today. Pray over their families, oh God. The families will understand, God, some of these things that they are going through, oh God, because of the war, Lord. My God, we pray for their minds, oh God, that you help their minds to be clear, Lord, that they will have the mind of Christ, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So I lift the spirit of a sound mind across this world in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that. We praise you, God. And Lord, for each and every one who's here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, whether they're here physically or here in the spirit, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you bless us all. Strengthen us, oh God, the millions of dollars that are coming into our hands, oh God, the hundreds of thousands that somebody believes for, the hundreds of dollars, oh God, the $50, oh God, according to our faith, let it be done unto us, oh God. Lord, help us to stretch our faith and believe you, Lord, for more than what we can even ask or think, Lord, more than what we can fathom in our minds, oh God, because you are big, God, and you own everything, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We bless you today, oh God. We glorify your name, God. And Lord, every word that has been spoken against your people, we decree and declare that it is removed, oh God. It is nullified in the name of Jesus. Every weapon that has tried to form against us is being destroyed in the name of Jesus, because we do have on the whole armor of God to come against every trick and scheme, every wile of the devil in the name of Jesus. We are covered by Jesus Christ, Lord. So we thank you for that this morning. We thank you for your angels that you dispatch, Lord, those warring angels, those protective angels, those messenger angels, kinds of angels out there, Lord. So we thank you for those angels, oh God, that they are helping us, oh God, even as we go through this life, Lord. We bless you today, God. We praise you, Lord. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We know, God, today that all things good and perfect come from you, God. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. I love each and every one of you. I pray that you have a beautiful day, that each and every day that you're strengthened in your resolve to serve the Lord and to read the word, study the word, and be empowered by the word. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.